The tension is building. If I'm a Wall Street CEO, am I sitting up tonight with a pad on my knee and a pen, listening to Coast, writing down some predictions about things that will happen in 2012, trying to understand how that might affect my business, how it will impact the economy, the world? Remains to be seen whether this year's predictions, part one and part two, will do better than last year's. I was just going over the list again here of the hits and misses from 2011's prediction list. That is to say, a year ago tonight, as people were calling in to Coast and making their predictions for 2011, they were very hopeful in some cases that something was going to happen. In fact, it's hard to tell the difference between a prediction and just wishful thinking. And in other cases, you can see people who were bothered by something in a dream, something they were convinced was going to be happening in 2011. Other people felt like they were possessed by some sort of spirit, the Holy Spirit of prophecy, and that they had to get something off their chest. They had to warn the world. And we've got the list of all of them coming up throughout the night. I will share them with you off and on as we begin to take your predictions for 2012. And I'll give you our first list of hits and misses from last year, this time tonight, coming up next on Coast to Coast. In for George Norrie, this is Ian Punnett. So we're just beginning now to get to your predictions lined up. Go ahead and jump in. We'll give you the numbers that you need a little bit later on this hour on Coast to Coast. There are some great stories waiting tonight at coasttocoastam.com. And should you be on the road right now and you can't listen to the whole program, but you want to hear the predictions for 2012, you can always do it later on. If you're a Coast insider, just go to coasttocoastam.com and sign up from there. We've got a bunch. I mean, we've got a lot to get to. So we'll do one segment here, and then we'll get to some of your calls for predictions coming up in 2012 in just a minute. But if I were to go over some of these, in some cases, I guess Dan Galante back in the studio, maybe it's a half. We have the sound of a miss. Go ahead, Dan, give us the miss. Okay, and the sound of a hit. Okay, how do we do a half hit? How do we do half? Okay, fine. Then I think that's what we have here in the case of Christopher from Tallahassee, Florida. He predicted that the Miami Heat would win more than 70 games and win the championship. Now, the only way to say give him a half hit on that one right out of the box. Obviously, they lost the championship, but they had a great season. So if we're to look at the spirit of what he was saying, that they were going to go all the way to the end, but they ended up losing to the Dallas Mavericks despite a good start in the NBA Finals. So, Christopher, that was close. A caller from Cincinnati said sometime this year there's going to be a military coup in North Korea, resulting in a thawing of relations between North Korea and the West. Obviously, a miss. However, that is an expectation that a lot of people are having in 2012, that maybe with the passing of Kim Jong-il, that this new premier doofus, I can't remember his name, but he looks highly underqualified to be leading a country, and they're saying that there's some, you know, behind the scenes machinations that could lead to an overthrow of the government. We'll see. Barry from Osaka said that Kim Jong-il will die and they will install his son, who is ill prepared to take over North Korea. That was a total hit. And even though, you know, there was some question about which one of his sons, we know now. And so thank you, Barry from Osaka. You called that. Tom from Salem, Oregon. A major discovery by the CERN particle accelerator will be made this year, and an astronomy discovery later this year will support the CERN discovery relating to the heaven dimension where souls go after death. Yeah. I mean, as far as we know, anyway, I mean, if that happened, they haven't told us. They haven't released that information. He also said the electronic banking systems will be closed down in late August via electronic sabotage by another country, probably Russia. Yeah. Stephen Columbus said silver will go over $50 an ounce. I don't know what the silver price is these days. let me look up the current. And I don't know whether it topped out higher. They said here, I'm just looking up on the chart. I meant to look that up earlier. Silver price per ounce. And I think the highest it's made it so far is almost $28. So, yeah. Cornelius from Chico, California said George Nori will get married and Ian will. I didn't even finish the sentence. And then Ian will break his other ankle. No, I didn't do that. So you get a double no on that. Rick from Franklin, Tennessee said that WikiLeaks will release information on UFOs and ETs, which will precipitate a one-upsmanship contest where everyone will start leaking information on government cover-ups and UFOs. Would have been nice on that one, though. I think we're all in agreement, and the spirit of that prediction would be terrific. Radadel from Tallahassee said information from the Order of Melchizedek will be released before spring. No, that didn't. He's kind of a one-trick pony, that guy. It's always about the Order of Melchizedek. Nancy in Oceanside, California, an 8.1 earthquake will hit the San Andreas Fault in mid-March. We would have noticed that one. Bob in Maui said, A. Clinton will be running for vice president in 2011. Didn't happen, although, you know, there certainly were rumors of that. Pretty profound rumors that the vice president would drop out and Hillary Clinton would join the ticket. Carlos in North Hollywood said subterranean tunnels would be found. Would that be, by definition, wouldn't tunnels be subterranean? Dan, I think I go to you for a judge. Okay, yeah, I think so. By definition. I guess maybe inside of mountains. But anyway, subterranean tunnels will be found in North America, which will explain where Bigfoot has been hiding. And I'll just do a couple more here, and then we'll get to predictions for 2012. Jonathan from Rochester said my ankle would get better. Yes, that was a hit. Go ahead. It did get better. I went through rehab and the whole bit. It was terrific. And then October 31st will be the worst day for identity theft. Millions of people will dress like others. Excellent. And then Robert in Bloomington said nanotechnology will be used to heal people. I guess can we give him a half hit? We're starting to see a lot of nanotechnology being used. I don't know, you know, enough yet whether we can say in trials, because a lot of the trial data won't be released anyway. So he may or may not be right. We don't have any details on that. And then we'll stop with Charles in Riverside, California, who says the collapse of the music industry with major record companies filing bankruptcy didn't happen. But there was some great music in 2011, and we'll use those as bumpers throughout the show on Coast to Coast, some of the best songs from the year past. Although I saw an article that I thought I'd mention that said there were no epic rock albums from 2011. I mean, there's some rock albums that people like, and there's some rock albums that sold well, but it was a lame year for rock and roll. That in your, you know, not even your classic rock artists, but even emerging rock artists, that there was no change in the sound of rock and roll this year that people noticed. There was some great, you know, party music and a lot of dance music, and there was a lot of sort of 2011 became the year of the feature artist, where you have like Maroon 5 doing Moves Like Jagger featuring Christina Aguilera, and there's up and down the charts, there's these sort of these kind of temporary groups of people coming together to record hits. And that was like the only trend, the big trend, I think, in 2011, other than to note that Beyonce's album was kind of a sales disappointment. I think, if not a bomb, I know she's quite happy having a baby and all, but I mean, there were some surprises, but none of them were in the field of rock and roll. It was all in sort of pop music and dance music. And that's where we'll leave it for now. And then we'll get to your predictions. Bill in West Hartford, we'll start with you for East of the Rockies on Coast to Coast. And Bill, what's your prediction for 2012?
Yes, hi, Ian. Hi. First, I want to say I'm very, very sorry about your tinnitus. I wanted you to know I have tinnitus myself. In my case, it comes and goes. So I know it's from psychological reasons, anxiety, stress and anxiety. So
Is that true for you?
I just
True for me. I promise you, it's a 24/7 thing. It never.
I just wanted to say before I give you my prediction, maybe you should check out in case yours is psychological. Also, that I just wanted to mention.
We've been through a battery of tests, every possible test. There's no psychological. But I will stipulate that yours is. But go ahead and tell me real quickly, what's your prediction for 2012?
Yes, my prediction involves the European Space Agency Planck satellite that is observing the microwave radiation left over from the Big Bang. It was launched in 2009. It's scheduled to come out with its first total data about a year ago, late 2012, a year from now. And I predict it'll come out with the first hard evidence that other brains, scientists call them brains, meaning membranes of which other universes are in, banged into our membrane, our brain, which our universe is in, proving that there are other universes besides ours, meaning that the multiverse is the case, infinite universes or quadrillions of universes. In other words, that would take one argument away from religious people who use science data that shows that our universe seems to be fine-tuned for life, because if there is at least quadrillions of universes, if not infinite universes, by chance, by 50-50, you could have at least one universe, ours, or a couple others as well, that are applicable for life just by chance.
All right. I could have predicted that your call would somehow center on goading people of faith. I saw that coming in 2011. If I would also take a moment here to say, I'll just ask you, and I know that many of you have very kind words to say or suggestions about my therapies and stuff for this tinnitus. It's a very real situation. It goes on 24/7. I'm getting the best care. I have very good insurance. All angles are being explored to make it better. And I thank you all in advance for not continuing to bring that up and making that a theme throughout the evening. Just know that I appreciate your concern on that, and let's be the only mention of it on Coast to Coast tonight. West of the Rockies, JS is in Los Angeles for their prediction for 2012. JS?
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
I want to wish everybody, all the Coast listeners, a Happy New Year. And I want to say good luck to my friend Demas, who's going back into his second year of school next week.
Okay, good. And your prediction is?
My prediction is that Europe will slide into recession. It won't be in the first quarter. It will be sometime in the middle of summer, but it will slide back into recession, and it will last at least six months.
Okay, so you're predicting a second quarter recession for Europe, and you think it'll last just 6 months?
At least.
Oh, at least 6 months. Yeah, I would think anytime you get into a recession, it's going to last a pretty good time. All right, so JS, thank you. Greg, what are your predictions for 2012?
Did you say Greg?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ann. My prediction for the next year is there will probably be a very large object that will pass between the moon and the earth, and it will turn the sky red, and rocks will fall from the sky.
Wow.
After it passes. And I have a question, because somebody, I've said this for a while about 2012, and somebody told me that there's actually something in reference to that in the Bible.
About 2012?
Not 2012, but about the sky turning red and rocks falling from the sky.
I don't know about the rocks. I mean, there's certainly, there was a few rocks falling from the sky in in terms of like sulfur, you know, that kind of a thing. But I don't know. I'm just checking here.
Like a debris field.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me see if I can find. I mean, that's an interesting prediction. I don't. It could be. Nothing comes to mind off the top of my head at all for a prediction that says that rocks will fall from the sky. Although destruction always comes from the sky. So maybe we look at that way. But there very likely could be a verse in there. I just don't know it off the top of my head. Kevin is in Quincy, Massachusetts, wildcard line on Coast to Coast. Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, man? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. What's your prediction for 2012?
All right, my prediction for 2012 is that the New England Patriots will win their fourth Super Bowl title, and the world will not end, but there will be a zombie infestation.
Zombie infestation. Is that the infestation of Patriot zombie fans? Is there a connection between the Patriots winning the Super Bowl and zombies?
There very well could be, but on December 21st, I believe the world will not end, but mankind will succumb to a zombie attack.
So you're tying that into the 20. I see now what you're going. You're not saying that, you know, after all of the Patriot fans see their team win the Super Bowl, they'll suddenly be walking the streets like zombies. Okay, well, very good. Well, then that would make it an interesting December, wouldn't it? I guess some people who've been making big claims on the Mayan calendar, we get to say, I told you so, if there's suddenly a zombie infestation. Tom is in Salem, Oregon, on Coast to Coast. Tom?
Thank you for having me on, Ian, and a happy, early Happy New Year to you.
Is this the same Tom from last year who made the prediction about the CERN particle accelerator?
Yes, it is. And actually, they found the God particle, the boson-Higgs particle.
But your prediction here says that the CERN discovery relating to the heaven dimension where souls go after death.
Yeah, well, it just hasn't been sorted out, I don't think, completely yet. But anyway, okay. I have a prediction for this year.
Okay.
Would you like it?
Well, I'm waiting for it. Did you have the electronic banking systems will close down in late August, too? Was that also yours?
Yeah, I thought that would happen, and that didn't happen, but I didn't think that would happen.
Okay, but this will happen in 2012. What is it?
Well, we'll see. It's a big prediction. I try not to make easy ones, so I try to make a big one.
I appreciate you pushing yourself. Go ahead.
The plane between life and death will be resolved, showing the existence of our souls in another dimension that has nothing to do with time or space.
Has nothing to do with time or space. What does it have to do with?
It just has to do with that there's other dimensions and just that there's a different dimension and a different way things are done in a different place. I don't know how else to explain it than that.
All right. Well, very good, Tom. We look forward to that. And that would you know, either you will be right or Bill from West Hartford will be right. You can't both be right in 2012. Jeff is in Pittsburgh on Coast to Coast. Jeff?
Ian, I hope I'm wrong about this one. I really hope I'm wrong, but the world's going to blow up. And what it is that people think that the core of the earth is molten iron, and that's not necessarily true. It's hydrogen and helium, like a star system. And it's going to supernova. That's the reason why we've been having a lot of warming. Here in Pittsburgh, it's supposed to be cold this time of year. We're getting thunderstorms.
Yeah, the same thing true here in Minnesota. It's a very warm year. We're expecting mid-40s for New Year's Eve. That doesn't happen very often here. So
bizarre.
And you think that's because we don't know the actual core of our own planet?
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to supernova. So you're saying life will end then in 2012?
Yeah, everything's going to end. You know, it's depressing to think about.
But if you really believe that, let me ask you, what kind of car are you driving?
This is it's a Blazer.
Okay. Well, I mean, is brand new?
No, it's old.
Okay. Well, see, isn't this the year to buy a brand new car?
Well, I think this one will last. So,
wait, last into what?
Well, until the world explodes. I don't want to get a new one. I'm an honest guy.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but, you know, there's nothing dishonest about it. If you, you know, at least you don't have to make the payments. You drive around a new Blazer till the world supernovas. All right, well, that's where we'll leave it for the time being. We'll come back to some more predictions from last year, like Joe in Michigan, Greg in Iowa, Scott in Woodbury, Minnesota. He had a prediction that came true in 2000. Andy Lee, he's one of the hits, Scott in Woodbury, Minnesota, or at least mostly. And we'll tell you more about that coming up. Doing predictions for 2012. We'll take yours and give you all the numbers next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. Interesting. I was, taking a quick look at, the profits from the music business in 2011, if that was one of the predictions that did not come true from a previous caller this time last year on Coast to Coast, who said that the music industry would collapse. But what is the state of the music industry? It was a good year for Katy Perry and Extraterrestrial. It was a good year in some respects for the digital music industry. Right. So iTunes and that part of the music industry that is not dependent on the production and the sales of CDs, which have been hurting terribly. Still, I was just looking here for 2011 and in terms of what they call physical music, 2011, $5.5 billion. That's down from $6.2 billion the year before that, or $6.9 billion. If we go back to like 2003, 2004, in that era, it was about $12 billion. So they're half of what the physical business of the recording industry has been. However, when you look at the digital music business, that's gone in the exact opposite direction in a way. Let's see, you look at, 2005 was the first time that or 2006 was the first year that the music industry broke $1 billion in digital revenue. And in last year, that looked about $4.6 billion domestic in the U.S. So when you combine the physical sales with the digital sales, it's still a pretty healthy $10 billion industry. It's just, it's not what it was, and it never will be again, I don't think, as there are more and more delivery systems for music, and it's getting harder and harder for them to control that end of the business. So, a lot of artists are just bypassing the traditional music industry model altogether, and we'll see more of that in 2012. That's my prediction. We will see more of that in 2012. What are your predictions? We'll get to those in just a moment. All the lines are full, but we'll get one open for you. And we'll go over a few more of the hits and misses from last year. One big hit that not everybody saw coming up next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. Okay, getting back to more of your predictions in just a second on Coast to Coast. First, some predictions from last year and hits and or misses. We left off with Joe in Michigan, who predicted increased seismic activity in Yosemite would lead to Yosemite erupting in late fall. Didn't happen. Greg in Iowa predicted that synchronized walking would become popular in the U.S. Although, I could make an argument that not in the country, but in Iowa, synchronized walking is taking place a lot these days. You know, the primaries and the caucuses are coming up, and wherever these candidates go, they're followed by, mobs of the press who all have to walk together at the exact same time as they're following the candidates. So in a way, in Iowa, there's synchronized walking going on right now. All right. Dan Galante rejects my contextualization. Sorry, Greg, I tried. Mike in Texas. There would be a catastrophic 8.3 to 8.7 earthquake in northeast Michigan, lower Great Lakes area, a day after the first full moon of October. 3 to 4 days following there will be a solar EMP that will wake us up. The two will be connected. Yeah, I think the I think the buzzer connects the two of those together. Scott in Woodbury, Minnesota, not too far from me, says that in 2011, we will find Osama bin Laden and we will execute him. Okay. Now, so that part he got right, because I think it's fair to say that what happened with the Navy SEALs when they went in, they weren't really looking. This was not, I mean, they say kill or capture, but kill is in big giant words and capture is in parentheses, you know, at the bottom of the page with an asterisk. You know, there was a huge emphasis on kill and not so much on capture of Osama bin Laden. But Scott, in his prediction, goes on to say that the government will fake his execution. And I think that's wrong. I think the government did not fake his execution. I think what the government faked was Osama bin Laden's defense. They faked his self-defense. When you look at the record, all of that blather that came out of the White House was all about, you know, how he picked up a gun, they shot him as he was lunging for a weapon, etc. Or the story about how he was hiding behind, you know, his wife at the time and, you know, all of that, used her as a shield. And it was really hard to tell exactly what the story was. I think we did a pretty good job of covering it here on Coast to Coast, but it wasn't exactly the way the White House said it was. And there was three or four versions of that. Barb in Ohio said sometime in mid-February or early May of 2011, there will be a large-scale sale of flowers. Sure. I don't know where, but they said the largest sale of flowers ever. We have no way of knowing that, I think. So we're going to go with, you know, the tie goes to the runner. So Barb in Ohio, I'm going to have to go with right. But I'm not exactly sure in the end what that prediction was about. Craig in Los Altos, California said nothing past his phone call could be predicted. Except that right after his phone call came Peter in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And so I think that automatically makes Craig wrong, that there was a follow-up caller. Peter in Cambridge, Massachusetts said there will be no more nuclear war on the planet, and the forces at the highest realms have taken control of the Earth. We don't know that, see? I'm not sure we know that, Dad. All right, we'll get to your predictions in just a second. Here's one from 2011 that a lot of people were talking about. John from the Bronx called in on this night a year ago and said Judgment Day will be May 21st, 2011. Well, I'm going to go with he's half right, John from the Bronx. And here's why. It was definitely Judgment Day for Harold Camping, as the entire country judged that he was wrong about his prediction about May 21st. Let's get back to your predictions on Coast to Coast. And we start with Vernon in Costa Mesa, California, on Coast to Coast. Vernon?
Yeah, hi, Ian.
Hi, what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, my big prediction is major earthquake in central and northern California this month of May, 5.0 or plus.
Okay, 5.0 plus in May in California, Central California.
Central and Northern.
Okay, very good. We'll keep an eye on that, and you are on the record. The next one would be Charles on the east of the Rockies on Coast to Coast. Charles?
In Los Angeles?
Oh, sorry, west of the Rockies. It's not on the screen. Okay, Charles, go ahead.
I just predict that the greatest spiritual changes that have ever befallen people of this planet will happen in the next few months.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I think there'll be monetary assistance given us, the announcement of the second coming, and first contact will happen.
Wow. All at the same time. The monetary assistance comes from whom?
Well, they'll be shutting down the Federal Reserve and the IRS, which are both criminal organizations.
Okay, so coming up in the first quarter of 2012, you say they're going to shut down the IRS and the Federal Reserve, Jesus will return, and will make full contact with an alien species.
I didn't say the first quarter, but it will happen in the next few months.
That's the first quarter. Just so you know, FYI. Okay, well, just FYI. Okay, well, then those are big. Those will make headlines. and we'll keep track of them on Coast to Coast. Mike is in Livermore, California, on Coast to Coast. Mike?
Great to talk to you once again. Getting to be a yearly thing with us, Ian.
All right, I'm ready for you. What was your prediction last year?
Well, my prediction last year was that the Oakland Raiders would do something no other team in the NFL has ever done, and that is sweep their division yet not win it or go to the playoffs.
And were you right?
Yes, I was. The following week, they beat Kansas City to sweep the division, but they didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
There was a second part of that, and unfortunately, we came up on the end of the hour, so I barely got it out, and that was that Al Davis would die.
Oh, you know, you did make the list. I was looking at the list of predictions, and you're not on this sheet, but you're on the next one. I thought that was an interesting prediction that you made, and I saw that from the 2011 log. Tell me why you made that prediction last year about Al Davis.
I just, looking at his health and watching him in the press conference, I follow the Raiders a lot. I'm a big fan.
I could
just
tell.
Had a feeling that it was going to be his time this year.
Right. So that's intriguing. So you were right, and it was a sad prediction to make, but you were 100% right. So what's your prediction then for 2012?
Okay, well, the first part of it, that it's two-parter. The Raiders will win this week. The Broncos, or as other people know them, the Broncos, will lose, which will get us the division and put us in the playoffs. The second part of the prediction is a lot of wishful thinking. We'll go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. You have a one-track prediction mind. Okay, very good. Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike. There's a lot of people that predict sports stuff. Eric in Atlanta last year predicted that the Kansas City Chiefs will make it to the Super Bowl. It didn't happen. But we got a lot of those. We'll still get to many of your predictions from last year coming up. First, let's go to Mike in Virginia Beach on a wild card line, the prediction show. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I had two quick predictions. The first one is the Redskins will be watching the postseason from their living rooms.
Okay.
And the second one is Ron Paul will win the popular vote, but the mainstream media and electoral college will manipulate data and do everything they can to keep him from becoming president, and that will be found out, and that will spark civil war.
Okay, now wait. Now you're jumping ahead a few spaces, because then what you're saying is he's going to win the Republican primary, Ron Paul?
He's going to win the popular vote for the state.
Well, no, I get that, but in order for him to get there, he has to win the nomination, the Republican nomination, right? Or are you saying he's going to run as an independent?
I'm saying he's going to... Through the primaries, he's going to win the primaries and popular vote.
Okay.
The mainstream media is going to be manipulating the data and information to not let that happen. If he does make it, then it's still going to be the Electoral College and mainstream media are going to do everything they can to not let him win or manipulate the returns like they've done in the past.
Okay.
They're going to be found out with what they're doing, and that's going to spark the Civil War.
The Civil War. Okay. We'll leave it there for now. But that would then presume that he's going to win. It would be interesting to see what happens if Ron Paul won in the caucus next week in the primaries. That, I don't know, I would find that very compelling if Ron Paul was able to pull off an early victory to win both either in Iowa, New Hampshire, or to even just rack up like two out of the first five. And he's got a lot of ground support. I was disappointed in some of the things that I've heard him say about some of the things he said about Israel, some of the things he said about some other things. But I still, on the main, Ron Paul's position on freedom, I'm all for. And we'll see whether or not Mike ends up being prophetic. Let me go to Ruben in Portage, Wisconsin on Coast to Coast. Ruben.
Happy New Year, Ian.
Happy New Year to you, too. What's your prediction for 2012?
I predict there will be a substantial or noteworthy find of buried treasure somewhere in the U.S.
Okay. So somewhere in the U.S., a major find of buried treasure. Nothing more specific than that?
Maybe a payroll. Someone was trying to get across the Confederate lines. The loot from a train or bank robbery. Maybe
that kind of buried treasure.
Yeah, maybe D.P. Cooper's buried stash.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Maybe they'll even find Gerald Celente's money.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Terrence in Immigrant, Montana, on Coast to Coast for some predictions for 2012. Terrence?
So good to talk to you, Ian.
And to you.
Western medicine does an excellent job 50% of the time with a number of ailments. But things like Alzheimer's and autism and MS and tinnitus, they don't do a very good job. There's a new technology that is a magnetic pattern that does astounding things with those conditions that are considered to be incurable, along with some dietary change and becoming alkaline by eating more salt. And even though you didn't want us to say a darn word about it.
Yeah, I really was asking not to. What's that?
I want you to come off sugar and go on salt.
Okay.
So you become alkaline.
I have no, trust me on this, no problem with my salt intake. So,
good.
Okay. But so did you have a prediction for 2012?
The prediction is the new technology will be used by mainstream medicine to cure the things considered to be incurable.
Magnets you're talking about.
Not magnets, a magnetic pattern.
A magnetic pattern. Very good. Thank you. Things that are considered to be incurable. Well, you know, I'm very hopeful about that. I think there are lots of new developments coming. I'd like to think you're going to be right. And however it happens, any breakthrough on any of those very sad diseases, the major ones, not mine. But Katrina is in Memphis, Tennessee. Katrina?
Hi, Ian. Happy
Hi.
New Year.
And to you. So tell me real quick, what's your prediction for 2012?
I predict that there's going to be, and I hope this doesn't come true, but an earthquake, a large or major earthquake south of the Gulf Coast, south of the Gulf Coast waters. I believe there's a ridge. I'm not sure the name of it, but I think most geologists don't really expect much out of this region. But I just feel there's going to be a major earthquake there, maybe Mexico, Cuba, just somewhere south of our Gulf Coast waters, and it could trigger an undersea landslide in the Gulf Coast and also would, a tsunami.
Yeah, that would be a tsunami coming toward New Orleans. Would not
yeah,
be a pretty.
I hope I'm not right, but I've been feeling of a major earthquake in that area. And I think the oil in the bottom of the Gulf Coast is going to rear its ugly head again. I just don't feel like we're through with that.
And spill, you mean, or
well,
be dredged up?
Something like this, some occurrence. That would cause it to come up again. All the oil that is, you know, that they say has gone away, I believe it's on the floor of the Gulf Coast. There's a significant amount still there, and I think it's some catastrophe is going to cause it to come up again.
Well, fair enough. I mean, it did go somewhere, and I agree. That would be devastating to see what would happen. So we'll watch that. Let me get a couple more in before the top of the hour from last year, and then we'll get to yours in 2012 coming up after the top of the hour break. So thank you to everybody who made predictions last year, who are waiting patiently to get on for this year. There is a prediction that came from Daniel in Los Angeles. The truth will be revealed about mind control, human cloning as an alternative to modern medicine and time travel, the ultimate form of homeland security. Not that was revealed to us. Chris in Las Vegas, November 11th, 2011, at 11 p.m., every roulette table in Las Vegas would hit 11. That would have been really cool, though, I gotta say. Stone from Kansas City, Missouri, said Yellowstone will finally have expanded earthquake activity. No eruption, just earthquake activity picking up in the fall. Yeah. John in Brooklyn predicted the return of a well-known great prognosticator in Chicago, the great Panetti. Yeah. Well, maybe he's right, because I'll return coming up after the top of the hour. And we'll take more of your predictions on Coast to Coast. We'll start with a prediction about what would happen to a major cruise liner. Just after the beginning of the next hour, as we go over the predictions from last year, the hits and the misses, and there have been a few hits. We've already heard them this morning. Already heard them this evening. And we'll get to a few more coming up, too. And then we're jotting down your predictions for 2012. in any way you want to report them. If you missed any of these and you want to go back and listen to them, they're always fun. Do that with the help of Coast Insider. You can sign up at coasttocoastam.com and find out more. All the benefits and the very small cost of being a Coast Insider at coasttocoastam.com.